Hi, humans. Hello. It's been a very long time since I've put out anything at all. From what I'm seeing, the last episode that I did where I talked about me, it's called Let's Talk About Me. I published that January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, October 31st, 2021. So it's been more than a year since I've made an episode. Honestly, the reason why I'm even recording right now is because I just enjoy being able to express myself through my words. You know what I'm saying? This podcast is an example of that. And also, I have a private story on Snapchat, and for the most part, I'm just talking about things there. And also on my second Instagram account, I like to go live, and sometimes I talk on there as well about school and just like different types of things. And I don't know, I guess although I stopped making episodes, I never stopped speaking about like what was on my mind or what I was thinking about. Right, so I just posted on my private Snapchat account, or like my private story, I mean. And then I was like, damn, like I haven't posted on Anchor, you know, I haven't made any episodes. Like, let's see what's up over there. So I open the app and I'm still logged into my account, which is great because I don't know if I could have remembered any of like my login information. And then I saw that I had like so many plays. And I was like, what the frick is going on? And I checked my analytics, and basically, it was like a very specific spike in just a particular day, like a particular time. I don't know. Is it possible for people to like buy your like to like What's the word, like to pay for plays or something like that? I have no idea. But, or maybe like somebody with like a pretty big like audience or something found my what's it called? My podcast and was just like, okay, this person is just like, let's like this. Maybe they heard me say something or something. I honestly don't know. But around July 29th or July 31st, I had boom, over 1,000 plays, 1,600, 1,065 plays to be exact. And then August 1st, the day after that, I had 2,491 plays. And then August 2nd, 1,810 plays. August 3rd, 1,356 plays. August 4th, zero. August 5th, zero. And then from then on, this was in July of 2022, by the way, even though I made this episode in 2021 of October 31st, which is crazy. I don't know. I think it's just kind of sorry. I think it's just kind of strange, in my opinion. But yeah, that's just my introduction. This is just my introduction. But I think I want to get into talking about today. I think I kind of want to get into talking about social anxiety. So the main reason why I wanted to talk about social anxiety or just a lack of social skills is because I feel like I'm dealing with one of them right now. I have a job, and usually it's just me and this other person working the entire 6-hour shift. It's just me and one other person, one other guy. And we basically barely communicate. You know what I'm saying? It's just difficult. For starters, I'm not a morning person, so I'm already like quiet in the early morning. The shift is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and it's just very quiet. I honestly think we're both introverts and we just don't speak very much. And we usually like, or at least let me just speak for myself. I usually tend to speak when I'm around like other, like when I'm around like extroverts, you know what I'm saying? There's obviously going to be a different dynamic when an introvert and another introvert are talking and an extrovert and an introvert are talking. You know what I'm saying? Because it just depends, really. It depends. But for me and this coworker of mine, it's not a very, we don't have chemistry like that. There are moments when I just like can't take it anymore and I just ask him like a random question or something, you know? Like there was a time when I was just like, so how's your day? And then another time where I was literally like just rummaging through some like drawers because there's like a cabinet where we work. Anyways, I don't want to get into too many details because I'm not trying to get fired, but I was just rummaging through some drawers and I found like a tape measuring thing and I was like, and then he walked in and I was like, how tall are you? And then he was like 5'9" or something. And then I was like, I stretched it out and I was like, you want to test it? And he was like, sure. And then I just measured him, you know, because I was just like, it's way too quiet in here. It's just disgusting how quiet it is. And I'm sick of it. But it's just very hard to speak when you have nothing to talk about. I think we're both very different. He doesn't go to school. I go to school. Oh my gosh, what am I trying to say here? He is really into working out. I am not. He wants to be a personal trainer. I'm going to school to become like a civil engineer or something like that. I think the only thing that we have in common is the fact that like we don't really do much. We don't really do too much. You know what I'm saying? We both work at the same place. And yeah, we are pretty different, I'd say. Usually when you are stuck with someone for as long as we have been, you know, constantly working together, you would eventually find like some similarities, some like common interest. But me and this guy just haven't done that. And before I started working with him, instead of having like a mid shift from 10 to 4, I had closing shifts, which were from like 4 to 10 or 4 to 9 or something, you know? And the people I was around during closing were just very extroverted. And usually when we're closing, like there's just a lot going on. So it's easier to talk to people that way. And there's just more to talk about, like in terms of work and stuff like that. Like, oh, can you go do this right now? Like, I'm busy and we're about to close in like 15 minutes. Can you go do that? You know, like, but when we're working like a 10 to 4 shift, it's pretty much like low energy in the building. And by that, I mean, there's not like a rush of things to do. There is a time between like 12 to like two where it's just really calm because there's not too much going on, basically. I'm just going to keep it, you know, very general. But yeah, I think social anxiety is a very real thing. Let's look up the definition. Social anxiety is defined, they say it's more than shyness. They say it's a fear that does not go away and affects everyday activities, self-confidence, relationships, and work or school life. Social anxiety disorder isn't shyness. It involves intense fear of being scrutinized and judged. I would agree. Like, I feel there are some things that I've said to him that I've just been like, oh my gosh, why would you say that? Like that was such a weird way to say it, you know? Like why would you even mention it? That was so random. Like, why? Like, what the frick? And I think I agree. So introversion, they say, is a personality trait. And it means you have limited social energy. I agree. Honestly, sometimes I just can't. I feel like one of my friends, my best friend actually, has noticed it before. And it's funny because sometimes I don't even notice it because I'm already so used to like the way that I am that I don't even realize, you know what I'm saying? How I act. But we would be out at the mall. We were out at the mall and we're all in a group. I would say more than like five people. Maybe it was like six of us or something. We were just eating. But she noticed that I was like being quiet. She's like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm just kind of tired, you know? And it's just like, damn, like I really do have limited social energy. You know, I think I do. Prefers individuals or small groups. I don't know. That's tough to say because it kind of goes both ways for me. Do I enjoy one-on-one conversations? Not really. I don't know about that, but small groups, if like five is a small group, then I'd say yes. I don't mind that. I'd prefer that. But it's because, like, when I'm at work, for example, and there's like five of us, right, working, I enjoy that because when you're having a conversation with just one other person, you end up having to give 50%. You know what I'm saying? And they end up having to give 50% so that both of you can come together and give 100. But when there's five people, there isn't too much expectations, right? Because all you have to give is 10 at least. You know what I'm saying? And then because it's more people, it ends up, you know, varying. You know, the percentages vary. Some people like to talk more. Somebody gives 20. All right, that just means that you don't have to give 10. And I really don't mind being in like groups of five, you know, because then it's like I can relax. I don't have to talk too much. I don't have to say a lot to contribute to the conversation. And you know what I mean? I don't have to be social. And I enjoy like sort of, oh, this sounds so bad, but like I don't mind people not recognizing my involvement. You know what I'm saying? If we're having a conversation, I don't mind. They also say, and by they I mean Wikipedia, because that's our source for right now. Wikipedia says that introversion, with introversion, there's a preference for low stimulation settings. So would that mean like calmer environments? I think that's what it means. As for shyness, they say shyness is a personality trait. And there's a fear of negative social judgment. I agree with that. Bro, I'm getting so personal right now. Ever since I was a kid, I didn't dance at parties. I was so conscious of myself, you know, because I watch people a lot. And I think I was sort of, I don't know, maybe I just wasn't comfortable with the idea of people watching me or that possibility. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, but I agree with the fact that when you're shy, you are afraid to be judged negatively. Honestly, the only time that I've actually, like, seriously been bullied was because I sang in the bathroom stall. Oh my God. I was at, I promise I'll go back to the task at hand, but like let me just say the story. But I was at like some after school program and I was like using the bathroom. I went to the bathroom and then I started singing in the stall because why not? Why not sing in a freaking bathroom stall? So I sung in there and then people walked in. I don't remember if I kept singing or something like that. I think I did because they ended up being like, "Oh my gosh, she's singing in this bathroom stall." And they made it like fun of me a little bit. So then I think I just got kind of sad by it and waited for them to leave. And then I think that's really like, I would like to think that's where like the quietness began, you know, my lack of social skills, or at least it made me aware of like I'm here, you know, like people notice me, people like watch are watching what I'm doing, and that negative social judgment, you know, the fear of negative social judgment causes me to be shy. And then they also say shyness is like comes with lack of confidence, especially with strangers. Okay, I agree. That's basically what I just said. Or that adds to what I said. Yeah. I agree with that. And when you're sh when you have shyness, you are more comfortable with familiar people. I agree. Usually, my brother can attest to this, bro, because he's also aware of the way that I act when I'm at home or like when we go to church or something like that, because I I'm definitely different. I'm different around my friends. I'm different around my family. I'm different with strangers. I'm just, you know, there are just different. You're gonna see different types of my personality when I'm in different social settings. And I think that's normal. You know what I'm saying? But I am more comfortable with familiar people. I don't know. Let's see. Maybe I could put this in like a hierarchy. Or like on a scale. When I'm with strangers, that confidence level is lower than when I'm with my friends. And when I'm with my friends, that confidence level or that comfortable, like I'm less comfortable with my friends than I am with my family. Honestly, that can range. Sometimes you're more comfortable. I'm more comfortable with my friends than I am with like familiar people like my family. It just depends. So, I spoke on introversion, which was a personality trait, preference for low stimulation settings, limited social energy, and prefers individuals or small groups. And then shyness, which was also a personal personality trait, fear of negative social judgment, lack of confidence, especially with strangers, more comfortable and being more comfortable with familiar people. And then there's the actual social anxiety disorder, which is seen as a mental illness, and it's an overwhelming fear of humiliation. Social situations cause high stress, fear, anxiety may trigger avoidance. I think honestly, although I'm like shy and I'm an introvert and I accept that, I'm not too sure if I get overwhelmed with fear of humiliation. I think I've definitely gotten better. I do think that before I might have had social anxiety, you know what I mean? There have just been different times, but I've gained ex life experiences that have helped me, you know what I mean? I used to be on a color guard team, and performing was like very fun for me. I wasn't shy, I wasn't an introvert, I wasn't anxious when I was performing or before. I mean, I was like nervous, but I wasn't like anxious, you know? It was kind of different. I've sung in church sometimes. And you know, eventually you just realize like once you do it, it sort of lessens it. But I really think that when it comes to like bringing it back to me and my coworker that barely communicate, I think that's just not social anxiety. I think that's really just a lack of social skills. Because if you think about it, in 2020, what happened? COVID. I was home, away from most people, like everybody was, you know? And then after that, I ended up continuing to do online school, and I still am. Right now, I'm recording at home, you know? I'm still at home. And I just haven't been around people like my age, the way that people my age have been around each other, is what I'm trying to say. I haven't. I feel like it's different the way we are sometimes, like, because they're around each other so much in like high school and stuff like that. And also, even after COVID and like after like, you know, being by myself or whatever, because I'm doing online school, I go to work with strangers, not strangers, coworkers that I'm like getting to know. And it's just sometimes it's just hard to talk to people, you know? And I'm saying this, like, there are people that do go to high school that like went through the pandemic like I did and like ended up going back to high school, but they still have like issues being social. You know what I mean? Sometimes it just happens. But I would say that definitely being at home, you know, since the pandemic and afterwards, throughout school, because I'm still in high school. And it's just, you know, I don't go out often. So it just adds to me being an introvert, me having a limited social energy, like me being more comfortable with familiar people and not talking very, like being shy around strangers and stuff like that. I think it makes sense, you know? But honestly, I think I don't know. I guess now what's really important is, well, you know, once you realize, okay, maybe you realize, okay, I'm shy. Maybe you realized, okay, I'm an introvert. Maybe you realized, all right, I probably have, you know, the social anxiety disorder. The next question really is, what do I do about that? Truly, when it comes to social anxiety, I think that solutions are easier said than done. But guess what? I'm gonna say them. I think if you're shy or if you're, you know, anxious socially at all, you really shouldn't care. Because I think I remember I was listening to an episode a long time ago on Emma Chamberlain's podcast, and she was saying, like, what's the worst that could happen? You know, basically saying something like that. And honestly, what is the worst that could happen? They think like you're crazy or something. I don't know. But sometimes sometimes it's not a big deal. Sometimes it's not that big of a deal, but that's the issue though, because it just feels like it is a big deal and you're just nervous or shy or anxious about being social or talking to someone or dancing in front of your family members or something like that. It bothers you. But I really think you should try doing little things that you're comfortable with, you know, taking baby steps before you take, or like taking baby steps that will eventually like bring you to a different perspective, you know? Like I honestly think I was worse socially before I was on like my team, and you know, I think it helped me a lot because I was just able to like perform and just put on a show and just, you know, try my best, and everybody in the crowd, you know, it's not like everybody's smiling at you, they're looking at everything that you're doing, especially the judges. And I think that honestly just helped me sort of get used to it and see it as like a common occurrence. Honestly, without a doubt, like people have probably noticed us. And like as an introvert, I'm sure, like if anybody's an introvert listening to this, I mean, like you can probably say that you've paid close attention to what someone else was doing and just sort of just watch them, you know? Like if you were just like at a party, you just sort of look around and see what everybody's doing. But yeah, take baby steps in any way that you can. Take a public speaking class. I did, and I passed. But yeah, do little things that you are interested in, you know, and work on it. And try and find things that you're interested in with another person so that it's easier for you guys to communicate. And I say all this, but I'm going into work tomorrow with this guy that I work with. So hopefully me and him can talk about something and, you know, find something that we have in common. I want to try more, but like I said, it's easier said than done. But to me and to everybody listening, let's try and get this done. If you are shy, so am I. If you're an introvert, so am I. And if you have social anxiety, I really hope that it gets better for you. I think that I'm going to end it here. Thank you for listening, humans. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast episode. I wish for more to come, and thank you. Bye, humans.